Begin lying down on your back. Place a rolled blanket or pillow behind your knees so they are supported in a slightly bent position. This will reduce any strain on your lower back. Place a small pillow beneath your head so that your chin tucks slightly towards your chest and the back of your neck lengthens. If you wish, you can cover your eyes with an eye pillow or a light towel, leaving your nose uncovered so your breath isn't restricted at all. Refine your position further by turning your palms to face the ceiling and widening your arms away from your body so that your armpits have space. And widen your feet so that your feet are wider than your hips. And turn your feet so your pinky toes roll towards the floor, allowing your hips to release. We'll take a deep breath in and a sighing breath out. We'll do that one more time and allow your voice to carry tension away from you as you sigh. Deep breath in. Take a couple of moments to just notice your body in its entirety as it rests on the floor. Notice its position and its weight and its density. Notice any sensations that may be calling your attention, areas that perhaps feel tight or restricted, tense. And also notice areas that feel relaxed and open and spacious. And as you notice these areas, there is no need to do anything about it. You're simply noticing. Noticing your body as it rests in this present moment. Moving more subtly now, bring your awareness specifically to your right foot. Focusing in on your right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and fifth toe, top of your right foot, sole of your right foot, your right ankle, right calf, right knee, right hip, back of your pelvis, the left foot, left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and fifth toe, the top of your left foot, sole of your left foot, your left ankle, left calf, left knee, left hip, and the back of your pelvis, noticing all 10 toes together and both legs in their entirety. Noticing the sensations in your pelvis and abdomen, lower back, rib cage, and chest, moving your attention to the right collarbone, right shoulder, right upper arm, elbow, lower arm, right wrist, right thumb, right index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and pinky finger, the back of your right hand, the palm of your right hand, moving your attention to your left collarbone, left shoulder, left upper arm, elbow, lower arm, wrist, left thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and pinky finger, the back of your left hand, the palm of your left hand, noticing all 10 fingers and both arms together, noticing your neck, your throat, your jaw, your ears, both eyes, both temples, the back of the head, and the crown of your head. Having named all your body parts, come back to sensing your body in its entirety as one whole. And then move your awareness to rest on the sensations you feel in your fingers and hands, going deeper and really feeling that heaviness and relaxation. And noticing any other sensations that you feel there. With your mind's eye, move these sensations throughout your whole body, traveling them up your arms and into your torso, touching your heart and lungs and all your internal organs, touching every part of your body, right to the tips of your toes. Moving more subtly now, notice the sensations you feel on your skin. The gentle touch of your clothing. The temperature of the air. Or the temperature of the floor that you're resting on. Settle into the darkness behind your eyelids as your external world becomes obsolete. Soften the eyes and release them from constantly seeing and looking. Soften the insides of the ears, allowing the sounds around you to become secondary to your internal experience of stillness and quiet. Soften and release the throat, knowing there are no demands to speak or voice anything. Sense deeper than your skin, feeling the pulse of your heartbeat. Allow your mind to rest on this pulse of life. And then shift your attention to the sensation of your breath. Without changing it at all, Just notice the qualities of your breathing. Noticing the subtle point from which the breath arises as you inhale. And where each exhalation falls. As you are breathing, soften the inside of your nose and feel the coolness of the breath as it enters and the warmth of the breath as you exhale. It's the subtle internal sensory experience that connects you with the deep center of your being. When everything happening outside and around you doesn't matter. And you focus on that deep sense of calm and peace that comes along with that calm measure of activity that you find in the constant, consistent flow of your breath and the steady beat of your heart. Over the next few breaths, allow your breath to become your focal point. The single point of concentration on which your mind rests. Without changing anything, notice the qualities of your breathing. Is it deep or shallow? Smooth or jagged? Rhythmical or restricted? Our breath can be our greatest ally because our breathing has a direct effect on our nervous system. Slow, deep, relaxed breaths will help to calm and relax the mind and the body. Having a relaxed mind and body will help the breath become deeper and more relaxed. With that in mind, consciously begin to deepen your breath. Feeling the expansion of your rib cage as you inhale. And the release of this expansion as you exhale. You can visualize your rib cage as an umbrella. The bottom of your rib cage opening like an umbrella as you inhale. And closing as you exhale. Keep the shoulders, neck, jaw, and face relaxed as you deepen your breath. As you continue with this deep, full breath, allow the exhalations to become a little longer and a little deeper than your inhalations. Smooth, silky exhalations. It is this deep, regulated, and relaxed breath that will allow you to access deeper states of relaxation. The breath is your anchor, the anchor for your body and for your mind. The body cannot relax without a relaxed mind, and the mind cannot relax without a relaxed body. So we practice both. As your attention rests on the flow of your breath, You will notice that any thoughts that arise take you away from the single point of concentration. When this happens, simply bring your attention back to the breath. By staying focused on the breathing, the thoughts that enter your mind will lose their energy. They will travel into your awareness and out of your awareness, traveling through your consciousness without carrying you with them. Your thoughts and emotions can be likened to clouds in the sky. Clouds in the sky that are coming and going. Light, fluffy clouds. Dark storm clouds. In the practice of true relaxation of the mind and body, you learn that your true nature is like the blue sky that is always present behind the clouds. Our practice becomes learning that relaxation is something that we must surrender to. Relaxation has to take us. We have to surrender to the passivity of being relaxed. Where we're passive to the support of the floor. And passive to the sensations and thoughts that present themselves to our awareness. You don't have to do anything. Just be with whatever arises. It is this spontaneity of practice that will teach us how to be relaxed in situations in our daily life. It is through this practice that we learn that the state of relaxation is actually our natural state. It is in this state that we rest.